Next Sunday, June the 12th, George Krefsky joins us. George, of course, a longtime friend of the show. Krefsky Art Gallery, a great baseball show again, George, the bottom of the ninth. It's out at the Lesher Center for the Arts on 1601 Civic Drive in Walnut Creek. But the best part is the salon as you wrap up the show, and you've got it coming up June 12th. 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock out in Walnut Creek. And it's a very special time to celebrate baseball and all the different medium of talking about the game. So nice to have you with us today.
Well, it's good to be on, Marty. You know, back in the 60s, the Beatles wrote, "You could buy with the help of your friends." And baseball does that. You know, these players, these artists, these teams, they really capture our hearts. And as you know, for 25 years, we had been organizing the Art of Baseball exhibitions in our gallery in San Francisco. Well, this year, we were very fortunate to receive funding from Steve Lesher of the Lesher Foundation out at the Lesher Center for the Arts. And along with Carrie Letter, the director of the Bedford Gallery, we put together this show that really does just what you described, Marty. I mean, artists from across the country put together paintings, drawings, and then we always close it with a reception that is a baseball salon. And that this year it's going to feature a stage reading of Barry Gifford's one-act play, Spring Training at the Finca Vigia. It actually was in Cuba. It's directed by Earl Kingston. It's going to be done by the Krefsky Dramatic Playhouse, a group of friends, some that you know.
Is Doris in this?
Doris is starring as Martha Gellhorn, a stunning blonde that was married to Ernest Hemingway. Maxine, the author, award-winning author, Maxine Hong Kingston, is going to be the narrator. Beloved Oakland Tribune journalist Dave Newhouse is going to play Hemingway, Papa Hemingway. There'll be dramatic readings of Casey at the Bat. Rick Sherwood. You might remember Rick. Excuse me.
That's all right. Let me do the talking. You can get a drink of water. I'll do the talking. I was part of the baseball salon a couple of years ago, and it was terrific. We had so much fun, and that's where we met Elizabeth Chapman, our wonderful poetess, and she did some poems. But what the salon does, it gives you a different view. It's not just looking at artwork, but it gives you a different view of the spoken word, a play, and just the feeling that people have for baseball. And I think that's the best part of it. And it's really a very special time. The salon goes back, as George says, to many other areas of the art where you can certainly celebrate it. So it's the bottom of the ninth, closing reception of Baseball Salon, Sunday, June 12th, 3 to 5. Admission generally is $5. Youth, 13 to 17, $3. And Matt Leland, you go for free because you're under 12. So you go for free. I'm only kidding. But it's inside the Lesher Center for the Arts at 1601 Civic Drive, Walnut Creek. And that is very close to the Walnut Creek BART station. George, you back?
Yeah, I'm back. And some of the paintings that we can feature, Jessica Gandalf, Yogi Berra. They're black and white photographs from League of Their Own. Lou Grant. It's oil paintings. Brad Mangan, you might remember Brad.
Mangan.
Yeah, Brad, his photography from Sports Illustrated covers. Mark Ulrichsen, who you've seen on the cover of the New Yorker magazine. Michael Zagaris, the A's field photographer, has some great work. Tabitha Soren, really documented some of the Moneyball players in their minor league and major through their journey to the major leagues, and has done a great series of tintypes that will be in the show.
George, let me ask you this. All those are beautiful things. The salon is a treat as well. But let's say you can't make it Sunday. Is it still open during the week?
Yes, it's open Tuesday through Sunday from 12 to 5. For more information, they can call the Bedford Gallery at 925-295-1417.
All right.
Or they can call our office at 510-817-4944. The Lesher Center for the Arts is at 1601 Civic Drive in Walnut Creek. It's 4 blocks south of the Walnut Creek BART station.
Well, terrific.
So it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have readings from Bernard Malamud's The Natural. John Updike did a very moving farewell to Ted Williams at Fenway. Of course, we must have some readings from Michael Lewis's Moneyball. You know I'm an American League long-suffering Oakland A's fan, and I love these Giants as hot as they are. And I noticed earlier in the show you talked about the trip to Cuba. Well, the play that Barry Gifford wrote, Spring Training at the Finca Vigia, that's a time when the Brooklyn Dodgers trained in Cuba back in the 40s. Interesting. You, Casey, some of your old favorites, Marty, Kirby Higbee, names from your past, they're featured in the play.
Great. You do a great job, George. It's a labor of love. I'm glad you've done it 25 years, and I love it. So it's great to have you on. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Marty. It was terrific talking to you again. Sorry, I know you're on the air on Sunday. Otherwise, you'd be with us out of the bottom of the ninth, the closing reception and baseball salon at the Bedford Gallery.
All right. Thanks, George. Have a good afternoon.
Thank you very much, Marty.
All right. That is George Krefsky. More coming up. We'll take your calls, 808 KMBR on the Sports Leader.